Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. NVIDIA has reached a historic $5 trillion market cap amid surging AI demand and evolving geopolitical debates. O2 has launched its updated mobile tariffs, featuring expanding data volumes, full 5G support, and a free six-month ChatGPT Plus trial. And Virgin Media O2 is in advanced talks to acquire fiber broadband provider Netomnia to strengthen its network reach.
The Handelsblatt reports on NVIDIA's historic achievement as the first publicly listed company to reach a market capitalization of $5 trillion, a milestone that places the chipmaker well ahead of competitors such as Apple and Microsoft, both valued at $4 trillion. The article explains that NVIDIA has added $3 trillion to its market value since March 2024, a growth strongly driven by the surging demand for AI. NVIDIA's advanced graphics processors are crucial in creating, training, and operating AI models, which has accelerated its rise in the market. The narrative also covers comments regarding current geopolitical and trade discussions. U.S. President Donald Trump, during his visit to Asia, is scheduled to meet with China's President Xi Jinping and is expected to discuss NVIDIA's Blackwell AI chips, which are currently facing export restrictions from the United States and an import ban from China, potentially paving the way for a trade deal that could ease market challenges and boost NVIDIA's revenue streams.
In another key update, the Handelsblatt outlines that NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang announced that the production of the Blackwell chips has now fully commenced in the United States, specifically moving operations from Taiwan to Arizona. Huang expressed optimism with financial forecasts, expecting revenues to reach $500 billion from the current Blackwell chips and the forthcoming chip generation known as Rubin. This strategic shift in production underscores NVIDIA's intent to secure a leading position in the evolving semiconductor market, particularly amid strong global demand for AI-related products. The report further highlights the meteoric rise of NVIDIA's stock price, which has seen a 14-fold increase since autumn 2022, following the launch of ChatGPT by OpenAI. ChatGPT currently enjoys a vast user base, with more than 800 million users engaging weekly.
The article also draws attention to broader industry trends, noting that companies like OpenAI, Google, and Meta are investing in increasingly larger computing capacities to support the rapid expansion of AI applications and models. This development is supported by market forecasts from McKinsey, predicting that data centers worth $6.7 trillion will be constructed by 2030. Additionally, the report cites investment expert David Kotuk of Cumberland Advisors, who comments on NVIDIA's exceptional valuation while cautioning that sustaining or improving profit margins will be critical. Overall, the report from Handelsblatt provides a comprehensive view of NVIDIA's strategic advancements and the challenging yet promising landscape of technology and AI innovation.
According to comprehensive reports from computerbuild.de and MacroCoff.de, O2 has implemented significant changes to its mobile tariffs and digital offerings. Since April 2023, the outdated O2 free tariffs have been replaced by the new O2 mobile tariffs, which maintain familiar names while introducing enhanced features such as an annually increasing data volume with the Grow Vortile and full 5G support. The updated portfolio now includes clearly defined data limits ranging from 10 to 300 GB, two unlimited options, flexible cancellation possibilities, and improved roaming capabilities that cover a wide range of global regions. Additional benefits such as discounted rates for various customer groups further enhance the appeal of these tariffs. In a notable digital initiative, new customers are now offered 6 months of free access to ChatGPT Plus, a subscription service normally priced at €23 per month, as part of an extended collaboration with OpenAI. This move, highlighted by MacroCoff.de, also provides access to the latest GPT-5 model, which features faster response times, enhanced precision, and advanced functions including web search, file analysis, and image processing. It is important for customers to note that the free trial will automatically convert to a paid subscription if not canceled, with this offer set to commence on the 5th of November 2025. Overall, these strategic updates underscore O2's commitment to continuous innovation and to offering tangible digital benefits that enhance productivity and creativity for its users.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports that NVIDIA has invested $1 billion in Nokia, acquiring nearly 3% of the Finnish network equipment supplier's shares. This investment was announced on Wednesday night by the American AI chipmaker and resulted in an initial 17% surge in Nokia's stock price before it later declined by around 6%. The report details that Nokia plans to use the funding to accelerate the development of network technology for the fifth and sixth generations of mobile communications, as well as to enhance its AI ecosystem capabilities. With this move, Nokia aims to resolve network bottlenecks that have challenged the efficient processing of large volumes of data in modern data centers, where NVIDIA's complete systems are deployed to address these issues effectively. The article also notes that the upcoming test phases for the new network systems developed in collaboration between NVIDIA and Nokia will see the participation of T-Mobile US as one of the key partners, reinforcing the strategic nature of this alliance for both companies. Furthermore, the report draws attention to NVIDIA's previous acquisition of Mellanox for nearly $7 billion 6 years ago, a move that also encountered regulatory scrutiny in China due to concerns over compliance with local laws. This development is seen as part of a broader strategy by NVIDIA to reinforce its market position and improve its service offerings in partnership with major telecommunication companies such as Nokia. The narrative presented by the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung illustrates a significant step in the convergence of advanced network technologies and AI, which remains a critical area for the industry's future growth and acceleration of digital transformation.
The Financial Times reports that Virgin Media O2 is in advanced talks for a takeover of the fiber broadband provider Netomnia for approximately £2 billion. According to the article published in FT.com, Netomnia currently operates a network capable of reaching 2.8 million households and serves over 400,000 customers, demonstrating its significant role in the broadband market. Furthermore, the report highlights that a merger involving the networks of VMO2 and Nexfibre would result in a combined fiber infrastructure that reaches 8 million households. This strategic move is designed to bolster Virgin Media O2's competitive position, particularly as it aims to challenge BT Openreach, positioning itself as a leading contender in a competitive market. The Financial Times also points out that Netomnia, which was founded in 2019, holds the status of being the second largest alternative network operator, following CityFibre, which is also reportedly interested in a potential acquisition. The article describes the current market conditions for the broadband sector, noting that low demand, high interest rates, and significant levels of debt are placing considerable pressure on the industry. Despite these challenges, Netomnia's attractive financial profile, especially its low debt burden, makes it a compelling target in a market where Ofcom is likely to support consolidation. The report provides a detailed and factual overview, emphasizing that regulatory concerns are expected to be minimal, as market consolidation is increasingly seen as a necessary development. This detailed discussion from FT.com illustrates how strategic acquisitions are being considered as a pathway for strengthening market positions amid challenging economic circumstances, offering valuable insights for industry observers and stakeholders alike.
The Franken-Post reports on the ongoing challenges surrounding the fiber optic rollout in Schwarzenbach. The article highlights that while faster internet promises significant benefits for residents and businesses, the construction process is causing considerable frustration among local officials. It explains that multiple companies, including Glasfaser Plus and UG, are involved in laying the fiber, yet the work is marred by persistent issues such as unfinished construction pits, improperly backfilled earth, and hazardous street surfaces. Local council members, including ZSU councillor Dominic Munchberger and Mayor Hans-Peter Baumann, have repeatedly expressed their dissatisfaction, noting that the situation has imposed an enormous burden on the city administration. In addition, the report details that prolonged adverse weather conditions have further complicated the work, prompting the municipal authority to issue a stern letter to the contractors and estimate potential repair costs of approximately 200,000 euros, a situation that is expected to impact the city for years to come.
The report on Horizont.net provides details on Telecom's recent challenge titled AI Nesters Challenge, which was launched on Reddit by Ulrich Klenke. The competition invited experienced creatives to transform a provided script into a 45 to 90 minute video that encapsulates the spirit of the winter season and the brand of Deutsche Telekom, with a prize of 10,000 euros at stake. The article explains that Laszlo Gaal from Budapest emerged as the winner by using AI tools to create a winter scene reminiscent of dramatic film backdrops such as those in Game of Thrones, while simultaneously incorporating current themes by placing a video game enthusiast family man at the center of the narrative. The report further clarifies that, although Gaal's entry is a striking example of AI-assisted creativity, it will not be part of the official Christmas film produced by the agency Ingo for the Bonn-based telecommunications company. However, a short AI-generated scene is featured in that film. Ulrich Klenke reflects that while the creative outputs achieved through AI are quite impressive, they are not yet at the desired level of excellence, emphasizing the necessity for better briefing and the right talent, who can combine technical AI proficiency with expert storytelling and directing skills. The article also highlights a noteworthy development in the creative industry, with Eastern European creatives beginning to match their Western European counterparts in state-of-the-art capabilities.
The Frankfurter Rundschau examines the regulatory framework and communication challenges surrounding the expansion of fiber optic infrastructure in Frankfurt. The article opens with a depiction of Mathis Hartenfeller, a technology adept resident of Heddernheim, who expresses frustration over the heavy advertising by TNG and the lack of clear, accessible information regarding the network rollout. It is reported that TNG, a telecommunications company based in Kiel, has signed a non-binding expansion agreement with the city of Frankfurt for 7 districts, including Heddernheim, as part of the broader national plan to achieve comprehensive fiber coverage by 2030. Additionally, the article explains that under federal regulations and the Telecommunications Act, municipalities like Frankfurt are required to provide cost-free infrastructure routes to network providers, thereby limiting local decision-making power until technical reviews of building applications take place. The Frankfurter Rundschau also highlights a contrasting public perception. While TNG has been recognized by a consumer portal as Hesse's best internet provider for 2025, its Trustpilot rating of 1.5 out of 5 stars reflects significant customer dissatisfaction, often stemming from technical issues and extended installation delays. This duality underscores the ongoing challenges TNG faces in balancing aggressive marketing with genuine community engagement. Furthermore, both the city and TNG are in continuous dialogue, with scheduled on-site informational events intended to enhance transparency and ensure that the rollout is communicated clearly to residents. The article concludes by emphasizing that, even though local authorities aim to streamline communication and infrastructure deployment, the regulatory guidelines necessitate a consistent, cooperative approach between the city and private operators.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.